Proclamation number 8441 of 17th of March, 1963. Power of loving intercession for unbelievers. How far away are people from me who have no faith in a God and Creator, who only regard themselves as the product of a natural force and don't want to acknowledge anything that points to a powerful being. The will of resistance is still unbroken. They reject me and don't want to unite with me, and therefore they are still completely under my adversary's control. They are his helpers because they also want to convince their fellow human beings that there is nothing which could be acknowledged as a wise power. They certainly take the path across earth as human beings, but they are very close to the abyss into which my adversary will plunge them again if they don't think of something else before their death. For such completely unbelieving people can hardly expect an ascent in the kingdom of the beyond either, because they are not open to enlightenment and will persist in their point of view. They also misuse the gift of intellect in earthly life, for they could also come to different conclusions by way of intellect if they had the serious will to gain the right light about the purpose of their existence on this earth. But such thoughts, when they arise in them, are rejected and there is no other way to help them believe, for evidence would be a means of coercion which, however, is never used. Mostly such unbelieving people are also of hardened hearts, and thus, since they lack love, it also remains dark in their heart, and only the counter will is strong, which will also try to influence fellow human beings in the same sense because, as a follower of the adversary, he is stimulated by him to work for him. And if you want to try to convince such people of the truth, you will hardly be successful, and the only thing you can do for them is intercession, because if this is done with love, it radiates back to those people as strength and can then also have the effect that the person thinks and his will to defend himself becomes weaker. And therefore you should also remember all unbelievers in prayer so that their hearts can be touched by the power of intercession. You should always remember that these souls are still completely under my adversary's control and must be helped if they are to be released from him. He cannot be forcibly changed. He rejects my direct illumination of love and therefore also loses its effectiveness. But your love makes the supply of strength possible which he feels beneficially and which can change his thinking without him being forced into it. And if you consider that such a soul is exceedingly weak and therefore cannot offer the adversary any resistance, then this weakness should take pity on you and stimulate your will to love to do everything possible to save it. And in this case only loving intercession remains, which can still wrest the soul from the adversary after all, because it does not remain without effect. Free will is the divine in the human being, and yet this free will has also been the cause of the deepest fall, and it still is. Therefore the return of a fallen soul often requires eternal times if love does not come to its aid during its earthly existence. For love is able to do everything, and the adversary succumbs to love, then he cannot hold the soul, it will free itself from him and strive towards the one who is love. So it will now also acknowledge me as its God and Creator, and it will then be saved for time and eternity. No human being would need to be lost on earth if every soul were prayed for with heartfelt love. For only such prayer is successful, but not lit prayers from the masses which do not ascend to me in spirit and in truth but are mostly formal prayers without strength. But if only every person would make the salvation of a soul his goal, that he would turn his love towards this soul and ask me for salvation, so that it would not be lost again for endless times. Truly, people would change and attain a right faith, and they would do everything to fulfill their purpose of earthly life. Yet love has grown cold amongst people and everyone only thinks of himself. Therefore he cannot believe either, nor can he reach the goal. Instead, he unwaveringly heads towards the abyss again and has to start an infinitely long path once more in torment and wretchedness. For my might cannot intervene where the will is directed against me. Amen.